Camilla
has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hannah. It's Lizette.
How are you?
I'm good. Still doing stuff around here.
Were you listening to music before I arrived?
No, I wasn't.
So there must be somebody else on.
Yes, I thought there was, and I was saying hello, but no one answered, so I thought maybe I just heard that. I think it's, at this point, it's probably just hear anybody else. Maybe somebody else will come.
Okay. So I need to set... Tonight is a so.
Monica. Are you?
Yeah.
Hello.
You hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I think you're breaking up. So I'm gonna go mute because you're breaking up. All right.
I understand. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gadula Chimin Ha Tati Serura Alephet Gimel Yuta Sadi Sabil Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu Nora Kufray Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Hudha Givavat Shamrim. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kafshin. Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sikatha Tamid Gamlem. Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. Tasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata. Yet Kufet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidushata. Yud Gimel Lamed Pe Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yodea Talubo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. Our class tonight is a Zohar class, and because I was running late, I'm going to not do our normal patterns of the additional items like the meditations that we've been doing. And I apologize for that. Studying because Ki Tavo, which is the parasha we will read this Shabbat, has no Zohar. And the reason for that is because it's Ki Tavo deals with the 98 curses. And that is discussed in the book of Exodus where the other set of curses exist. So to Parasha Ki Tetzeh, which you'll find on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row in the right hand. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Ki Tetzeh. And when that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 18.
Did you say Kitar Kitesei?
Yes, it's in the book of Devarim.
And what number?
18.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
1-8.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll begin at Pasuk 86 after the L'shem Yichud. And if I'm still breaking up, let me know as I read, because I'll need to do something. L'shem Yichud Chud Shabarichu Ishkin Tebit Kilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe L'yichud Ashalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananeihu. Pasuk 86. Ve'od amar botzina kadisha vaday antu kola si amar im yihye nevi'ahem v'gomer. Ugid ka itayayo imaila lach imrev imart asura naviere et hamare agado hazeh madu alo yivarha. Yetzba'an Hashem, 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 Hashem Yetzba'an Yad Yad Yamin, Hashem Dayad Shemol, Utrain Deruin, Betarin, Shokin Utwekuf, Seinun Hamesh, Besalkin, Ya El Raya Mihemana, Barishant Leimaila, Aval Haya Shavya, Li Hashem Begin Metae, Ha Elohim, Behu Vavia Mar Vadai, Akihu. The translation, and these five we mentioned, which are the five times light mentioned in the first day of creation, which is chesed, which corresponds to the five fingers of the right hand, which is chesed, appeared to you at the bush, since you are destined to bring out Abraham's descendants from exile, who is the great of the right, which is chesed. And their bina is complete mercy, in accordance with the secret of the great hand, which is chesed. But from the aspect of gevura, called the strong hand, its five sephirot are the secret of the five times firmaments mentioned on the second day of the works of creation, that correspond to the five fingers of the left hand. But from your grade, which is the central column, it says, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. That corresponds to the body, which is the central column, including the body, the two arms, and two legs, which are five aspects corresponding to the five fingers in the hand. And this is the three hands, are five, five, and five, namely five fingers of the right hand, five fingers of the left hand, and the two arms, two legs, and the body, which are five. Together they amount to Yud-Heh, which is 15. The faithful shepherd said to him, blessed are you to supernal Ima, Bina. Yet these Yud-Heh, the three hands, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, form for me the last day for the rod of Elohim, which is Vav, namely Zeranpin, namely Yud-Heh, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, build Malchut for Zeranpin. He said, surely it is so. My commentary. This pasuk is hinting that the burning bush is a unified tree of life with all three columns in unity. Pasuk. Amar le raya mehemana putzina kadisha li itzat pefa milindilach gemare ilimina kashu bamara beit marbeya gemara alam alav achtuda Vatashka Rema Gesalik Gehushban Avraham Amar Butzina Kadisha Bitan Itrazela Hai Chesu De Itmar Be Mara Yelav Edwada Uvatar Diamrat Asurana Viera Et Hamore Agadol Haze Viadkir Beya Hashem Zimnin Chazne Kianit Galya Yolach Ezu Damirama Ikudin Ilen, Vinun bat hamisha umashe Torah tam ram vinashi leya uvarich leya. The translation. The faithful shepherd said to the holy luminary, I come to support your words as you said, that the vision is Bina. Yet a vision is to the right, since if you calculate the numerical value of in a vision, of which it says, make myself known to him in a vision, the Hebrew word is Bemareh, you shall find is that it is in numerical value 248. And that is the same numerical value as Abraham, which is Chesed. This seeing in a vision is Chesed of Zeranpin, rather than from Bina. The holy luminary said to him, at first the vision appeared to you of which it says, make myself known to him in a vision, which is Bina. Then you said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, or vision, why the bush is not burnt, namely Bina, wherein the bush is mentioned five times, and they correspond to the five lights of the right in Bina that illuminate the bush five times, which are its five judgments that turn into mercy like Bina. And this is why the bush did not burn. Now this vision is revealed to you again with the 248 positive precepts in the five books of the Torah, namely the five lights of Chesed of Zeranpin, called Torah. The faithful shepherd rose and kissed him and blessed him. We should know there are two mirrors, or visions, the shining mirror that is Zeranpin, and also Bina, as it says here, and the non-shining mirror that is Malchut. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the verse is clear as written. There are a number of things that I can say about this verse, but it really takes extensive conversation and concentration, contemplation. So when we get to this particular verse in our deep Zohar classes, which will not be for many years, we'll be able to discuss it at length. And if you'd like to have some discussion about it, please send me an email and I will arrange to have a one-on-one discussion with you. Pasuk 90. Amar leya botsina kadisha. Hi, Marel is a zimnin. Ihu beot Hashem Hamarel Hagadov Uzimnin. Ihu beot Get Bamara Elav Itvada Uzimnin. Bamim me mare matnav. Umata uzimnim bekaf bemare adam alav uzimnim lo bumare kivod Hashem uzimnim bemare la olimechewe tosefet at kelal bar bet min bamara mara Ela vadai, I mare kalilai, maaser sefiran bekol atase, sefira dila digon, imare beat, kafat atase al keter, beha kisha aradvan. Kol hadaze al sefira vila vila tzarich liarka haka uchakima bir bizah. translation. The said to him, "Holy luminary, this vision is at times preceded by the letter He, the great vision, the Hebrew word hamareh, and at times by the letter bet, make myself known to him in a vision, the Hebrew word be'mareh, at times by mem, or from what appeared Hebrew mi'mareh, to be his loins downward, at times with kaf, the appearance ke'mareh, of a man above, sometimes by vav, and the sight, the Hebrew is umareh, of the glory of Hashem, and after the sight, the Hebrew is lemareh. An additional letter at all, except bet of bemareh. But surely this mirror corresponds to 10 sephirot, and each letter indicates its sephirah, namely kemare is the ka, which indicates the keter, and so on. The rest of the letters shows each its own sephirah, and there is no need to speak here at length. A hint would be sufficient to the wise. My commentary. The letters mentioned are He, which is Chesed, Bet, which is Bina, Mem, which is Netzach, Kaf, which is Keter, Vav, which is Bina, or Zeran Pin, Lamed is Hachma. This is my opinion. Can you explain the why of each of this? Pasuk 91. I will say, as an unwritten commentary to verse 90, that this is a good test of your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding of the Tree of Life. Pasuk 91. Wakamah yes yonot eat lava deem yonot umaro eat lava cola ishtamoda bain hasekel dali bali eat marba halev yodea halev mevin umadia bar uviad han kriin Adamet Dimion Lavihu Ela Sekel Diliba Vilav Kedimion De Aina Hadahu Dictiv Viel me to Damioni Vieshve Viel me to Damion El Vait Has Yonot Begon hafozim kachokavim aval chesyon imbua ihu kechesyon laila. The translation. How many apparitions it has, how many similes and visions, all known through the eye of the mind of the heart, which is Malchut, of which it says, a knowing heart and an understanding heart, and the words of the verse, and use similes by means of the prophet. Simile is only by means of the mind of the heart, which is Malchut, and is unlike the imaging of the eye. This is what is meant by, to whom then will you liken me, that I should be his equal? And to whom then will you liken El? There are sights like those of the stargazers, which are from the other side. that a prophetic apparition is like a nightly apparition, which is Malchut, called night, but not of Sephirot, higher than her. My commentary. This pasuk is helping to explain the letter relations to the Sephirot from the pasuk in verse 90. Verse 92. Dim yonot v'ches yonot v'gon ha-mevin devar mitoch davar v'ham damer v'devar l'daber aval ma'are v'ihi be'en ha-sekel v'ihi ke'or Dinahir. Bat Eina Divat Eina Ihi O Kama Dihura Ani Vinawa Or Vinahir Bahahu Hivavru Dilgu Behai Bat Eina Ihi Ner Mitzvah Neho Ravana here. Ba mil go Torah or. The translation. Similes and apparitions are like deducing one thing from another, likening one thing to another. But a vision that is in the mind's eye is like a light that shines on the pupil of the eye, which is Malchut. Since the pupil is black, as written, I am black, namely the pupil of the eye, but comely, with the white light in the eye that shines on the pupil of the eye. This pupil of the eye is called the mitzvah is a lamp, and the light that shines within it from inside, namely the white, is, and Torah is light. That is Zeron Pin that is called Torah. Sorry. This is relating to the idea that a vision represents Chokmah, just as the eye does. Let's see. Amarosina Kalisha Ainu Mai Diamena Di Kandio Raita Iskalia La Kuchabarihu Ushkintaya Bahaihu Hashem Bamara Ela Vitzbada Bamara Ima ila a it yadad lach bedad ben ya bahalom adabair bo te batra. The translation. The holy luminary said, that is what I said, that now through the Torah, the Holy One, blessed be he, and his Shekhinah were revealed to you. That is what is meant by make myself known to him in a vision. The vision is supernal ima. Make myself known means it is known to you through knowledge, through dat, which is the son of Yud-He, namely Zeron Pin, that is the vav of the Yud-He vav-He, and speak to him in a dream, refers to the last day, which is the Shekhinah. My commentary, this verse will become clear to you because it is written clear with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, but it will require contemplation. Lesson 94. Ma bisti budianin lugid at keria das paklaria sheina beira devuais mare pif Tihu Tianim Ushlosha Gavanim Beina Leka Bel Tilata Vahan Tihon Nehira Bachihida Tirain Kanpe Eina Netra Behod Mare La Itazia Ela Behon Kadinun Petihin Ihi Mare Behakit The Kadinun Sagirin Ihu Mare Behalo. The translation. The eye is shut, namely Malchut, for which reason it is called the non-shining mirror. Prophecy is a vision with open eyes, since the three colors of the eye correspond to the three patriarchs, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, in which the only daughter, which is Malchut, namely the pupil of the eye, shines. The two sides of the eyes are Netzach and Hod, and the vision of prophecy is seen only through them, Netzach and Hod. When they are open, it is a waking vision, and when they are shut, it is a vision in a dream. My verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 95.
Mehemana Berich Ant Lakucha Berichu Kum Ashlim Pikudin Leanhara Mare Ila Abahon Lakucha Berichu Amar Leya Utsina Yishai Utsina Kadisha Yudihi bat ena, ki ner bi mitzvah v'torah, or hei vav mitir, va hei gimel kavnin, teina utrein panfeina, kamesh or nechirin, va milgav Hashem ila'a. Daihi or Hamare.
The faithful shepherd said to him, "Blessed are you to the Holy One, blessed be he. Rise and complete the precepts." So the supernal vision, which is Bina, shall shine with them, with the precepts towards the Holy One, blessed be he. The Holy Luminary said to him, "Yud is the pupil of the eye, namely Malchut, of which it says, for the mitzvah is a lamp and the Torah is light. Since the mitzvah is a lamp refers to Malchut, and the Torah is light refers to Zeranpin. She is Hevav, as Vav shines on her, on the pupil of the eye. Five Sephirot, which are the three colors in the eye, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, and the two sides of the eye, which are Netzach and Hod. And five times light shines on the pupil of the eye from within, since they are from supernal hay, which is Bina, which is the light of the hay, the light of the vision." My commentary. This pasuk is bringing together the wisdom of the section. This is my opinion. And as I'm sure you realize, this is a relatively esoteric section. So whenever you find yourself with a little bit of esotericism, it's good to now, after we've read the verses, to look at what does the synopsis say. The synopsis. Rabbi Shimon says how the five lights of Bina used to shine on Moses, which was why his face was like the face of the sun. He talks about the five times light was mentioned on the first day of creation, and the five fingers of the right hand and the five sephirot that are the secret of the five times that the firmament was mentioned. The faithful shepherd talks about visions, saying that they are from the right. And Rabbi Shimon replies with his interpretation of Moses' vision of the burning bush and of why the bush did not burn. The two of them talk about visions and prophetic apparitions and dreams. We learn that visions are known through the eye of the mind of the heart. Questions?
Yeah, you're right. I'm like totally lost. I'm rereading and reading back, and I'm just like, wow.
It takes a lot of contemplation. But as you contemplate it, it'll enhance your understanding of the Tree of Life and what that actually means, because it's something that is real, but it's also something of a metaphor. And it is always the Torah. But how can you grasp the whole of the Torah?
Well, I wrote in my notes here, Tree of Life.
I'm sorry, I hadn't finished, but go ahead and say it again.
I apologize.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I was just letting you finish. I thought you were done. Well, I guess I wrote here, Tree of Life is the burning bush, but it never burns. And so why would the Tree of Life ever burn? It can never burn.
Because burning is a metaphor for passion. And
yeah.
The Tree of Life is extremely passionate. And passion is a metaphor for zivug, which is sexual intercourse. But that can be at the level of speaking, and it can be at the level of physical intimacy. And probably many other ways that I don't yet understand. And the whole concept, which is just takes you forever to understand, because I haven't reached that. This statement, the visions are known through the eye of the mind of the heart. Did you know your heart has a mind? And do you know that it has an eye? And all these are code words that you at first in the Hebrew. It's just very illuminating. You're still there, or you went to sleep? So I hope you enjoyed it.
Can I ask you to repeat that last sentence? Visions are known through the eyes of the heart. I think I'm missing some words. I like it.
Well, I'm reading it from the synopsis, because that's where I am in my scrolling. But if you go down...
I don't have any more. I can't see anything. That's why I'm asking you. I stopped under Hanuk's commentary.
I understand.
Ms. Malka, I now understand how why Moshe's face shone so bright, because of the bina of each sephirot of Zeron Pan, and why he is now Da'at. That cleared up a lot for me for Moshe's face shining.
How he grew from Netzach to the dot, but it also tells us that before he started his growth, he had to accumulate and connect to Hod.
Right.
The whole section is extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And very illuminating as it when it once it's contemplated.
Right.
And I recommend not trying to contemplate it, or not trying to understand it, but let your unconscious sort it out for a few days, sometimes weeks and months. And then when you go back to it, your understanding will be that much greater.
Right. And the connection of the mind to the ears, to the eyes, to the nose, it's a great study. If you study those, connect, and the small face, you know, how all that thought comes through, seeing, hearing, revealing, speaking through the mouth. It's a very interesting study.
As the thoughts that go to your voice box and then back up through the mouth.
Right.
It's literally, that's the flow of light into our world.
Right. Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's what the study revealed to me.
Lovely.
The inner light. I'm going to say good night.
Good night, Martha.
I
appreciate your comments tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is that, do you have any more questions?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
You have a beautiful evening.
You as well. Thank you. Shalom.